This is Passport to Texas. Old Yeller by Fred Gibson is, at its heart, a story about a boy and his dog. It's also about our connection with nature. Gibson gives readers a sense of what it was like to live close to the land in Texas hill country of the 1860s.
He's talking about hunting, sitting quietly, in which, if you haven't hunted, you sit for hours listening and watching.
Cynthia Pickens wrote about the book and its author for Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Through his protagonist, a boy named Travis, Gibson reminds all that nature rewards us when we slow down to enjoy it.
If you go out and sit in nature, and if you sit long enough, you will start to see the creatures and the light and the trees and the water playing over the creeks. It is lovely and peaceful, and you can do it in your neighborhood, you can do it in your backyard.
Whether you read it as a child or have young readers in your home, Pickens says Old Yeller is timeless.
I think it's for any reader, and especially any person who's interested in the Texas outdoors, I think they would very much enjoy it. I hope it would encourage children to go outside and see nature because it's a wondrous place. There's lots to see if you open your eyes and your ears, and all parents should give their children a copy of Old Yeller for Christmas.
Find Cynthia Pickens' article, Looking Back at Old Yeller and Texas author Fred Gibson, in the August-September issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.